This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. To get the story on the weather conditions for people in the marathon and spectators, we turn to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us over Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Just how cold will it be tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's not going to be as chilly as today. Today's really the core of the cold, the unusual cold. But tomorrow morning, for the start of the marathon, when people get to the start line, it'll be generally in the upper 30s and slowly warming up during the day. I think by the middle to end part of what will be the race for most people, temperatures will be in the mid 40s at that point.
How much rain?
So rain looks like we're going to see generally 1 to 2 inches during the day tomorrow. There could be a couple of places with 3. Now, remember, that encompasses from the early morning hours just prior to sunrise all the way through until the rain ends, which it will do so tomorrow evening. So that's not all going to come while someone's running, but there could be some heavy downpours, especially for those third and fourth waves of people that run. The best conditions, and they won't be great, will be for the elite runners who start, of course, earliest.
And so at that point, is it more like showers or drizzle?
In the morning, it's more showers and drizzle, and then we'll get into those steadier, heavier downpours as the morning wears on and we get into the afternoon. So most of the elite runners and the wheelchair, all those folks will be finished around or prior to noon. Afternoon time is when those heaviest rain bands do move in.
And what's the wind story? How much wind? What are the directions going to be?
So it'll be a headwind to start the day tomorrow, and it'll be fairly gusty, but not excessively so. And then it will start coming out of the south-southeast, which is more coming on the right side of runners during the race. So that will happen in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. And, of course, you know, that's strong enough to kind of get you off your balance a little bit, especially with the rain. It's just not a great day.
Yeah, you can say that again. Now, is there a chance of thunderstorms? And if so, that seems like that would mean something in terms of lightning safety for marathoners in the crowds.
Yeah, so there is the chance of thunderstorms. We'll have to see whether or not they materialize. The best chance is going to be south of Boston. It doesn't mean that we couldn't see them right in the city of Boston or along the marathon route. But, you know, those are the type of thing that you have to kind of watch the radar and see exactly where they materialize. And I think race officials will be watching that closely tomorrow.
So the marathon is one thing, but today is in record territory in terms of unpleasantness.
Yeah, that's right. So it's very chilly. We actually have a winter weather advisory up, of all things, for a good deal of the area. The exception would be southeastern Massachusetts. And it is quite chilly. Temperatures are actually going to fall throughout the day today. So temperatures right now in Boston are mostly in the upper 30s, will continue to fall. Now, the record lowest maximum temperature for Boston is 40, set back in 1881. Providence is 42 in 1972. Now, that's a very old record. And to put it in perspective, the temperature this afternoon around 2 o'clock is basically going to be about 33 or 34 degrees in Boston. So much colder, not only than it should be, but than the record's been that we've seen here in 100 years. So we go back all the way to midnight when the temperatures were in the upper 30s. So we should break that record for today. So it's definitely a record cold high temperature. And the other thing, Sharon, is that the wind chills today are going to be in the lower 20s. So you definitely want to bundle up, and there'll be some spots of freezing rain, sleet. Wouldn't surprise me if you saw a snowflake, but it's mostly the freezing rain and sleet. Very light, but it could accumulate on a walkway, especially north and west of the city. So just be aware of that.
When does it look to you like this weather pattern is going to break and we can ditch the winter coats?
Yeah, so we're going to have obviously the very chilly day today, and tomorrow's just basically a washout. Then on Tuesday, we'll get a little bit better weather, a lot of clouds, temperatures get into the lower 50s. I think that Wednesday and Thursday look okay, and then there's another storm system Thursday night or Friday. That brings a few more showers and chilly conditions. Temperatures Friday are going to be back down into the 40s. Thereafter, the following week, temperatures look to be mostly in the 50s, but I don't see any 60s and 70s. And the thing is that Aprils are generally one of those months where you have a dry April, a wet April, a cold April, or a warm April. And we're clearly in the colder side of things. We haven't had something like this since about 2007 was the last time we had a really chilly April. So they do happen. It's not, thank goodness, what we get every April, but, you know, it's not unusual that we're getting one of these cold Aprils.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein.